This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
I'd now like to introduce to the studio Vicky Butler, who runs her own business, www.organise-us.com, and produces 16-month diaries. Hello there, Vicky.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to the studio. Perhaps you'd like to start and tell us a bit about your background and how you came to set up this company.
Yes, my background was never in retail or production at all. Before I had my children, I used to work in banking, actually. Took a career break, and one of the things that I'd always really loved was stationery from being a little girl, and also leather goods and so on. But I'm quite painfully organized. And so I just couldn't find a diary which would help me, as a busy working mum then, segregate my personal and professional lives. And so I started to sort of sketch out what is now our Organize Her Diary. And that was the beginning of it.
And can you describe to us what the Organize Her Diary is,
of course,
exactly?
The Organize Her is a diary which is our core product, our first product. It runs from September for 16 months. So if you're a busy working woman, or indeed man, and don't mind turning a blind eye to the her, then it's great because you can run it for 12 months from September in line with the school year, while organising yourself, your business, your personal life, your work life, your children. But you've got a really handy extra portion at the end for forward planning, where a normal 12-month diary runs out. And indeed, a lot of our customers do just run it January to January. It's a very flexible product. We also do 12-month diaries and a variety of sizes. So it's a little bit whatever it is that you need. We've got something that you can adapt to your life.
Well, you brought one into the studio today, and that looks absolutely gorgeous, beautiful turquoise. And what is that made of?
So we use this particular one, which is my own. I am having this year the sapphire croc leather. Our leather books are lovely and malleable and soft. We also use, at a different price point, a cheaper price point, a product called Palak, which is a non-leather but looks like leather. So in all of our products, we've got two price ranges. They're really lovely, silk-lined, two ribbons, and you can just really appreciate just holding it, looking at it and using it. And all our books are made in England, which is really nice as well.
And how did you go about starting up the business? What, you came across this concept, and how did you go about the next step?
The very beginning of it was just really having the plan for the book, and then thinking about how busy so many friends and people we knew were, and looking at really the variety of things they use which weren't really functional, maybe more than just being a book with some dates in. And so the different sections of the page and so on, we just really, I set about just planning the whole thing out in rough, finding someone who could then digitally create that, and then finding someone to actually make it and looking into production. We actually only used that person for the first year, and then when I realized that we were going to want to add more products and a more bespoke service also for example, corporate clients or personalized books, that it needed to be done closer to home.
So what made you see a gap in the market? Because obviously you've been going now since 2009. You obviously acknowledged there was something that was needed out there. What made you, was it sitting down with friends and thinking?
Yeah, I mean, I think really for me, obviously there are many large chains selling nice but pretty mundane mass-produced stationery. It wasn't functional enough for me, and I in terms of what I felt I needed. So our Organize Her, it's a grid layout in the book, and one can segregate personal from business or indeed family from yourself, and lots of space for making lists and so on. So I couldn't find that. Even looking at a much higher price point, which I thought, well, if I'm using it every year, I can treat myself, it still wasn't functional, even if it was beautiful.
Yeah, and I know that people say they don't need a diary now because they use their smartphones, but I'm with you. There's something about almost when you've got a list that to put a cross through it or a line through it, it makes you know that it's much more powerful than to kind of delete it on your notes on your phone. And also when you see it on a calendar on the phone, it's not as powerful as seeing it in a diary, is it?
I obviously agree, but I think for me, if you're on your phone, if you're speaking on your phone and somebody then asks you, are you available on such a date or whatever, or you need to write it down, it's not obvious when you're speaking on the phone. So it's more straightforward just to write it down and to be able to look at a whole week or month at a view easily. So that would be the first thing. And I think there's also something about physically writing something down which makes it go into your mind.
That's true.
It's almost, if you think back to when you're at school or a student, in revision, writing things down, and also on a day-to-day basis, list making and so on.
Yeah.
You know, plan to succeed, succeed to plan. It's that sort of thing. You know, it takes the edge off having to be rushing and trying to get oneself organised on the fly.
Because I noticed from your website that you also offer some really lovely, luxurious, bespoke items as well, don't you?
We do. I mean, we do a lot of notebooks. Some have quirky sayings on. One of our fairly new ones is glide like a swan, paddle like a duck. So sort of from the outside, it may all look great, but maybe your legs are whizzing along underneath the surface. All things like dreams, thoughts, inspirations, just notes, decide, ditch, delegate, do, that kind of thing. So lots of different sizes of notebook. And bespoke, if someone wants their own message or a name or a corporate or a brand would like to have their branding to offer to clients, then we can do that as well.
So what made you decide to diversify into other areas?
I think the first year was all about trying to set the actual brand and business up, and that was enough. But once the process was in play in terms of how do you make a book, what is a robust construction, what are the options for covering it and so on, then I realised that people were not just buying them for themselves for a purely functional purpose. They were maybe buying them because they just loved a book, so they want to gift them and so on. And that opened up the notebook angle. Then we thought, well, okay, fine, it'll probably be quite nice to offer an address book, or we started being asked for visitors' books, a Christmas list book, that sort of thing. And unfortunately, actually, condolence books. I mean, we've made a lot of books for people when they've sadly lost somebody, whether it was expected or not. And maybe they don't want just a black book. We made one for a family a few weeks ago where the person who'd passed away, their favourite colour was orange, and they thought that would be stunning to have an orange book that people could write their memories and thoughts. So that sort of thing. And from then working with leather to cover the books, started to do wallets, purses, and actually this year we've started to do some handbags as well, which have been really well received.
Yeah, I was looking at those.
Yes, so was I. They look absolutely beautiful.
It's stunning. Really nice. The bags are actually made in Italy. I'd like to make them in England, but that would just be prohibitive from a price point of view. But yeah, you know, I go to Milan or Bologna, wherever the leather trade fairs are, to source leather and so on. And that's quite a fun thing to do as well.
Yes, great. I should imagine.
Lots of fun.
Yes. And was it difficult to find the manufacturer of the handbags?
Yes. It's not straightforward. And I think, thank goodness, really, for the internet, because it is so easy to research in some depth, to the extent that when you've found what you think you want, you can then maybe contact them directly or visit and so on. It just makes it so much more straightforward, but it is a bit of a performance to find what you want.
And I noticed that you do candles as well.
That's a bit of a funny one. People mentioned to me that they love scented candles and how expensive the good ones are. And what a proliferation of mass-produced, not brilliant ones there are. And I just thought, well, let's have a look. So I've found some people in the UK who can make for me the fragrances that we want. We do about 10 fragrances at the moment. They're soy, so they burn for a really long time. And it's a very clean burn. They've been really popular.
And I know that obviously you try and source the goods in the UK. Does it encourage companies to buy from you because you're doing that for most of the products?
A number of customers, I won't say it's a vast amount, do ask before they buy where are your products made. And I think if we said China, for want of an example, they possibly might not buy. They want to buy British. For most of them, I suspect, it's reassuring to think about the quality, and it's nice to feel you're supporting British manufacturing. I don't think for most of our customers it's a buy it or don't choice, but I think it's something that they appreciate.
And how did you market the business initially?
Initially with some difficulty. We were very fortunate in the first year that a number of glossy magazines picked up on it. We had a super mention in Condé Nast Traveller, and that was great. Junior Magazine, which is a glossy parenting magazine, they chose us as the first choice for a celebrity mum. And in fact, that year Kate Moss bought from us, and they mentioned that, and that was quite, that was sort of caught their attention.
Yeah.
And then gradually that traction, obviously social media helps as well. We just had a really nice mention from one of our well-known customers, is Karen Brady from The Apprentice. Yes. And she wrote a lot about using a paper diary and how her PA has one, she has one. And I've actually started using one of the tips that she gave in that article, which is that she says she uses a pink pen for her personal, and she uses a blue or black pen for her work. And when she looks at her week, if she sees too much blue or too much black, then she knows things are not going to be going swimmingly for her by the end of the week. So I have now adopted that, and I'm using a blue and a pink.
Oh, what a brilliant idea.
I think that was really a great tip. Yeah. She's obviously a stunning woman and, you know, very inspirational. So we'll take that as a good mention.
So from your current range, what are your top sellers?
At this time of year, it's quite interesting because Mother's Day is in March and Father's Day is in June. Our notebooks of Marvelous Mummy, Yummy Mummy, Gorgeous Grandmother, they go really, really well in the spring into Mother's Day. And we do a fun notebook, Dynamic Daddy, which also goes very well into Father's Day. And they tend to bridge the gap right now. Unbelievably, we've still got some people buying their diary for the year, whether they've lost them or whatever, I'm not sure, but that's very nice. We haven't got many left, but that's fine. And we also have quite a fun product, which is a clear flight bag. So it's actually not so big. It's probably about 6 inches by 8 with 2 compartments. And you can use it when you fly to go through security and so on. So keep your makeup or your medication, toiletries, whatever, for that whole performance of scanning and so on. So that sells really well. That's our top seller this month because people are obviously considering their holidays. Mm. And then in June, we will launch our 2015-16 diary collection. And then it all kicks off again.
Of course, yeah. And are there any other products that you're considering marketing, because you get asked by listeners or asked by people to produce for you?
A couple of years ago, we did a really super wallet, a ladies' wallet, which sold incredibly well. There were a couple of design features that we wanted to change. So right now, I'm just in the process of sampling the new one. And that's all about, again, different compartments. So lots of space on one side for all cards and so on, and then very comprehensive sort of 2 coin purses and so on the other. And just really in production of that right now, so that will probably come out in the summer. And I'm not quite sure what's next, really, but I don't really see a limit to it. I think we'd like to become considered a lifestyle brand rather than just a sort of a stationery and leather goods brand.
Brilliant. And in the interest of time, do you want to quickly mention the amazing charity that you're involved with, Vicky?
Yes, of course. My husband is South African, and so for the last 20 years or so since we've been together, we spend as much time as we can, which is now realistically school holidays, in Cape Town. And I've become, for the last probably 13 years, involved with an orphanage with 55 children, where all of the children sadly lost their parents to AIDS. Also, some of them are there because they are unsafe in their home environments, so they need somewhere else to be. And I do as much fundraising for them as I possibly can.
And you donate a portion of your sales to that charity as well, don't you?
At the end of every year, a donation is made. Raise money in lots of different ways. My husband actually, 2 years ago, ran the Marathon des Sables in Morocco and raised a stunning amount of money, which was awesome. And when we're in Cape Town, it's a hands-on interaction with them. Unfortunately, when we're here, it's at a distance. Really, really amazing charity set up and run out of the goodness of people's hearts, actually.
Sure. Okay, that's brilliant. Thank you, Vicky. Is there any advice that you can give our listeners if they want to get more organised? What can they do?
I do think that running a diary, running a notebook, keeping on top of it all in that way is a great way to go, making lists. And also, just taking it one day at a time. If you plan ahead, but just looking at your day so that you're not trying to cram too much in, but you're organised in what you're going to do, and lists definitely help that. And I just think it keeps it all a little bit more balanced. And I'm also going to reiterate Karen Brady's thing, with the two pens, because too much blue or too much pink are probably not the right balance.
And you've also kindly said that the first 10 listeners to email in will get a copy of your 2015 diary. That's
exactly right. We've got a few left of all different colours and so on. If they wanted to take a look at the website, which is organise-us.com, have a look. If there's something they'd like, then either info@organiseus.com or through you if you'd like, and with pleasure we'll send them out one so that they can trial it for themselves.
Thank you very much. So that's Vicky Butler from Organise Us.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk, or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.